Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, this is America's Great Loop Cruisers Association's weekly blog radio. With us today is Steve, as usual, Steve Cromer, who does our technical work and customer service, and I'm Janice Cromer, and I basically plan the rendezvous and do customer service also. I'd like to thank and introduce our very valuable Admiral sponsors, Curtis Stokes and Associates, Dog River Marina, Dozier's Regatta Point Yachting Center, Dozier's Waterway Guides and Magazine, and Skipper Bob Publications. For those non-members out there listening to the show, the Great Loop is the continuous waterway that encompasses the eastern portion of North America, which of course includes the Atlantic and Gulf Intracoastal Waterways, the Great Lakes, the Canadian Heritage Canals, and the inland rivers of America's heartland. America's Great Loop Cruisers Association, or AGLCA as we call ourselves, is an organization of people who share that sense of adventure and curiosity about the loop. Our primary purpose is to share information and enhance the overall experience for anyone dreaming about, doing, or having done the Great Loop. Excuse me. Our website is www.greatloop.org. There's loads of information on the website, so please visit if you're not already a member, and of course, join the organization. Our guest hosts this week are AGLCA members Sharon and Bob Boynton. The Boyntons will be discussing the importance of exercising while doing your loop and the methods they use to stay fit. At any time during our discussion, if you'd like to call in with a question or comment, the toll-free number is 877-497-1815. Welcome, Sharon and Bob. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having us, Janice.
I know this is a busy time for you, and I appreciate the fact that you could share some time with us this morning. Why don't you tell us about, well, first of all, for you, I gather that you understood the importance of staying fit while you're on the loop.
Oh, yeah. It's mainly, I mean, we've been in a exercise routine, you know, before retiring, so it's been ingrained for years. And a lot of it also had to do, I have a bad knee, and then this past March I had a knee replacement. So rehabbing that was really important and trying to, you know, keep doing the exercises that they prescribed for me. So that was one of my main goals when we started the loop back up this spring.
So the exercise wasn't new to you when you did the loop. That was just something that you've always done?
Yeah, for 35 years, approximately, I've had a regular routine where I power walk. I walk 4 to 6 miles every day.
Oh, my goodness.
And then Sharon, her routine prior to doing the loop was she swims every day. So, you know, working out, you know, having a fitness routine was like a normal everyday occurrence for us for 35 years before we retired. And then the challenge is doing the loop, and then how do you keep doing, keep doing the exercises without having, you know, Sharon doesn't always have a pool, so then she has to make, for me it was easy. I could, you know, walking, I can walk anywhere.
Uh-huh.
I didn't need any equipment. I didn't need a pool. That wasn't very hard for me to keep some kind of a routine, but Sharon had to do adapting because she couldn't always swim, so I'll let her talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, even with swimming, I would still walk after school with another teacher and walk with Bob in the evening, so walking was still part of my routine. But what I've adapted to doing on the boat is I have some free weights, I have a leg weight, and again, a lot of it was from rehabbing from knee surgeries and stuff. So, and I have an exercise band, and there was a video or CD program that I used. And so I've kind of memorized that, so I will use that as my aerobic exercise if we, you know, if I can't walk or if I wasn't able to walk when, you know, when I had knee surgeries and stuff. So been able to do that on the boat, which makes it easy. And I remember reading, and I think I saved some of the articles, but even, you know, like the big balls that you use for fending off, like going through the locks and everything.
Yes.
Those can take the place of those big round medicine balls that people use for balancing or exercising. So, you know, there's a lot of things that you can, equipment you can use on, that you already have on the boat that you can use for exercising.
That is fantastic. I never really thought of that, but it is the same basic shape and size.
Exactly. You know,
so in other words, exercise has been ingrained in your lives for a long time.
Right.
Did you have any qualms about doing the loop? Did you think that you'd be able to do exercising? Well, I know Bob walks. What about anchoring? Do you anchor out at all?
Oh, yeah, we do anchor out. And what we, in some place that you can, you know, you can, we have a dinghy, so we can dinghy in. Usually if you can tie up, you know, you can walk. We also have fold-up bikes. So,
oh, okay.
So we'll, you know, we use that a lot, you know, especially if, you know, if we're at dock and if there's no courtesy car, we'll use the bikes to go to the store or, you know, or just a sightsee. We know some marinas also have courtesy bikes, instead, you know, besides a car, so that provides exercise too. And we've dinghied in being at anchor with the bikes, you know, because they fold up and they fit in the dinghy, so we've been able to take those in. And if we don't take the bikes in, then, you know, we'll dinghy in somewhere and try and walk.
Do you, what kind of bikes do you have?
DeHaan's, yes.
Okay.
And we were able to, you know, for anyone that's interested, we did not buy those new. We actually went on Craigslist and found the DeHaan, you know, bikes on Craigslist and bought used ones. So, you know, you don't necessarily have to spend a lot of money on brand new ones.
And they actually fold small enough to get two of them in your dinghy.
Yes.
Yeah. In fact, the ones we bought, they have a storage bag, and you don't take them out of the storage bag until you get them to shore. So yeah, that they work very well.
Some people have said in the forum that just the actual maintenance of your boat provides enough exercise.
Well,
what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think that there's some real, you know, there is truth to that. There are times, you know, when we're normally, like today, or, you know, when we're here in Ohio during the winter, getting, you know, we walk every day and she'll swim every day. And what we look at on the boat is I may not be able to get a 4-mile walk in every day, but if I can do that 3 days or 4 days out of the week, then the rest of the time would be, if we're anchored out, you know, my attitude is you keep moving, you know, keep doing something, whether it's cleaning the boat, whether it's going down in the engine room and checking things, as long as you're moving and not just sitting around and you know, there's a whole, you know, if you get a pedometer and you do, what is it, 10,000 steps?
Yeah, that's what they recommend.
They recommend 10,000 steps, so you could, in theory, you could just walk around the boat. Another thing that is actually, and some people will probably laugh at this, but, you know, there's times when, you know, I'll just pull out a fishing rod and start casting, and you cast and cast and cast. Well, that's an aerobic exercise in a sense because you're throwing the line out and you're reeling it in. And so there's a lot of ways you just keep moving, and you can do that in a confined space of the boat. At anchor. I mean, some way, somehow, find, you know, washing the boat. I mean, is, you know, that's a lot of aerobic exercise.
Energy.
Not unlike, you know, when people, when you clean your house. I mean, that's exercise when you clean your house. It's the same thing with the boat. You're doing the same things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm going to interrupt for a second, please. Steve, would you get ready for our commercial from our
Dog River.
Sponsor, Dog River Marina.
I'm ready whenever you are.
Okay, please play it.
AGLCA Admiral Sponsored Dog River Marina is located at the mouth of the Tenton Waterway in Mobile, Alabama, only 22 miles from the Gulf of Mexico. The marina encompasses 95 slips, 80 of which are sheltered. They offer a ship store, courtesy car, rental cars, 24-hour guard service, and shore power. The complex's full-service repair facility is staffed with highly trained personnel to handle everything from simple repairs to complex overhauls. For more information, visit www.dogriver.com.
Bob and Sharon, was there ever a time on the loop when, for whatever reason, you couldn't exercise for, say, a week or so?
I don't know. I don't think so.
No, really. When we came down the Inland Rivers the fall of 2012, and I would think the rivers were actually easier. I mean, we pretty much were able to exercise just about every day when we came down the Inland Rivers. I think probably the biggest challenge we had were we spent a lot of time at anchor in Georgia last summer.
Uh-huh.
And so when you're at anchor, it's a little, if you can get to shore and then you can, when we were in Florida, I remember hiking at, what's the name of the Pelican Bay?
Yeah.
Pelican Bay, when we walked all over the place there. But when we were in Georgia, we were kind of limited when we were anchored. There was not very many places where we could go to shore. So that, I would say that was probably the one place where we, didn't do our routine, our normal, exercising.
Uh-huh.
But because we were pretty much confined to the boat, during that whole stretch through Georgia there where you have to anchor quite a bit. But
what size boat do you have?
Tommy?
What size boat do you have?
We have a 36-foot Monk.
Okay. So I guess really the point is, if you want to get the exercise, you can do it. There's no excuse not to do it one way or another. Again, even if it's just maintaining your boat and washing it.
That's correct.
Right. And I think, we don't get bent out of shape if, we skip a day. Like this morning I didn't swim because I woke up late and I knew I had to be back in time. I didn't have time to get, wouldn't have had time to get back here in time for the radio program.
Uh-huh.
So, but we've been doing a lot of stuff around the house, so, and I can walk on the treadmill, so, I can change out what I do.
Yeah.
I don't get in shape if I can't get to a pool, that doesn't bother me as much. Being on the loop and not being able to get to a pool, I know that's just the way it is, so... I do other things, and I think that's what people have to adjust to if they're used to going to a gym every day and using certain exercise equipment every day, but they want to do the loop, then you have to adjust.
Right.
You have to adapt.
So I think the whole point of the loop is adventure and adjust. If you're going to be rigid in your schedules and what you want to do each day, it's just not going to work. That doesn't happen with a boat, as we all know.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's an adventure. Every day is an adventure, and all there's another interesting. There's a certain amount of stress in anything you do, but there's a certain amount of stress in doing the loop as far as planning and But that's all part of the adventure, and that's what makes it exciting and what makes it interesting. So. We've been able to this point to do our, keep our, fitness routine going. The other thing I would say that's very important is watching how you eat and making sure you don't get into bad habits eating wise. We ate a little bit too much sweets this summer, so we've learned that, make sure you watch what you eat also besides the exercise part.
Very good point. Did you find it difficult to eat healthy on the loop, or was it pretty easy to get your fruits and vegetables and your fresh food?
No, it was easy because we probably looking at our log and keeping track of where we're at dock or at Anchorage, and we probably did about, I would say, maybe 60-40, 70-30 as far as, you know, 70% at dock versus 30% Anchorage, you know, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
So just where we were. So we always made sure if we knew we were going to be anchored out, you know, we provisioned up, you know, so just, you know, it's planning. It's kind of knowing where you're going to be and, you know, that's just all part of the planning, you know, trying to figure out your staffs and how long you're going to be there. And, you know, the planning is crucial, you know, whether it's just knowing where you're going to stop. It may not be an exact day, you know, we know it's hard to keep a schedule due to weather and so forth, but
right.
You know where your stops are going to be because you know how far you want to travel. And so you just, you know, provision up and, you know, as best you can and, you know, get to shore when you can and or to dock so you can get to the store. So it was very easy.
Okay. Steve, do you have anything you'd like to ask or contribute?
No, I'm fine. The one comment somebody made in the past, though, is something that's fairly simple at home, like just going to the grocery store gets to be an adventure on a boat. Because
exactly.
You know.
Yep. And you know, the other thing that's been amazing, you know, it's kind of off the subject to some degree, but the people you meet and, you know, just number of places where, you know, we pull into a marina and the person who we're docked next to says, you know, hey, I'll take you to the store, I'll take you to the hardware store, you know, do you need anything? And that's one of the great things about this is the people you meet and how nice people are. And so, you know, we've really enjoyed it.
I agree with that 100%.
That's been our experience, too. It's wonderful. Cruising is just a great lifestyle, and people are always so helpful and so friendly. Bob and Sharon, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think we've covered just about all. I mean, in the end, I think we got on this subject because someone wrote a month or two ago that their wife was, you know, didn't want to or was afraid about doing the loop because she wouldn't be able to go to the gym.
Right.
And in the end, I think if you're really interested in fitness and you adapt, there's no reason to not do the loop simply because of exercise. You'll get your exercise. You just have to work at it a different way.
Yeah. I think you've proved the point there that if you want to do it, you can do it. So, well, thank you so much for being our guest. I know, again, this is a very busy time for you, and I appreciate it. And everyone out there, again, take Sharon and Bob's advice. If you want to exercise and stay healthy and eat well, you can do it. Until next week, everyone have safe cruising, and we'll sign off for now. Again, thank you very much, Sharon and Bob. Bye.
Thank you, Janice. Bye.
Bye-bye.